Canva is only limited by your imagination.
Okay. And
with the educator dashboard, it's allowed you to give access to every student. They have the same tools. They have the pro features. They have the power to create and take charge of their learning through their imagination.
Welcome to the Teacher Goals Podcast. This is your host, Erica Terry from Healthy Wealthy Educators. And I'm so excited to collaborate with Teacher Goals to bring you a weekly show that equips educators with best practices and actionable strategies to achieve success in the classroom and foster a more connected and empowered school community. Here, we learn by engaging in honest discussions with innovative teachers, administrators, and educational leaders. Are you ready to achieve your teacher goals? Of course you are, so you're definitely in the right place. Let's get started. Hey there, I am super excited to welcome you to episode 21 of the Teacher Goals Podcast. This is your host, Erica Terry from Healthy Wealthy Educators, and we have a phenomenal show planned for you today. We have the Wizard of Canva, Amanda Fox, coming to show you how to go beyond making digital products on Canva to create a Canva classroom. Like, let me tell y'all, I did not know that there were so many features in Canva for educators. And when I say Amanda showed up and showed out, like, she shared her screen and just took us behind the scenes so we could see how she is using Canva for her students and in the classroom. If you missed it, it is still available everywhere that you can find Teacher Goals. So follow us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, or join the Facebook group, and you can watch the entire interview, including all of the behind the scenes that she shared, where she shared her screen and also gave us links of different graphics that you can download. There are a bunch of tools that you can use. Plus, you're going to get so much information in today's episode, which is why I'm going to go ahead and start it right now. Hello, Amanda. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am good. Super excited to learn from you tonight. You are just all things Canva. And so I know you have so many cool tips and tools to share with us.
I do. Actually, I just presented today at the Green Screen Summit. And speaking of pop culture and what are people watching, my whole presentation was centered around Stranger Things. I don't know about you, but like, I'm in love with some Kate Bush right now.
I love it. I binged on it as soon as it was released that weekend. Like, I had it already marked out. So yes, I am a Stranger Things fanatic as well. And anyone in the audience, if you love Stranger Things, let us know. Definitely love that background. And so before we jump into these tips and tools about the Canva classroom, for people that may be meeting you for the first time tonight, tell us about who you are and what you do.
So I've been an educator for the past 12 years. I have taught, I think, everything but math, but I've taught math in the capacity of robotics and coding. So I'm from Savannah, Georgia. I live in Louisville, Kentucky right now. I have 4 books that are out, 2 kids' books, Zombie, a Design Thinker, and Marker Town. I wrote Teaching Land, which is a zombie-themed survival guide for educators. And then my most recent release is The Canva Classroom, which just came out in April.
Love it. And I am in the midst of co-authoring my first children's book with my daughter. So I'm so excited. And I didn't know you had children's books as well. We'll definitely have to connect on that. So that is awesome. So with you being an educator, you've taught all of these things. Share your story with us. What made you, number one, start using Canva for your own classroom? And then also, what made you say, I want to teach others how to use this great tool?
So I used to use PictoChart back in the day. And as a background in instructional design, I'm always looking for the best way to work, you know, for a workflow to work fast, but also not sacrifice aesthetics. And when I was teaching in Savannah, I was at the STEM Academy. We had these grand challenges, and each semester students would complete this project based around a 9 weeks design challenge. So my graphic design skills kind of started there, putting this engineering design challenge on a one pager and having it make sense. Well, in 2017, I found Canva. And I was like, well, dang, this is doing all the things that, you know, that I need and more. And the more I started using it, the more they started integrating new app connections and integrations and tools that replaced other websites and other things that I was using. So it reduced my workflow and it cut my time in half because of everything that it had kind of built. It's such a robust platform. And in 2020, during the pandemic, I think I shifted completely over to Canva and I pretty much ditched Google completely. Except for Google Classroom, because it's integrated with Google Classroom and different learning management systems that you can create a template and send post out to students, which it might make more sense if I show the back end of it. Is it all right if I share?
And so we're going to jump into all of that and give you the opportunity to share your screen and definitely show us what you're doing. I did not realize that you have replaced Google. That's definitely amazing. And so we are going to get into all of that and even more. And so you were able to replace Google with Canva. And so kind of walk us through what that looked like as you were first beginning to shift over to using Canva in the classroom. Like, how did you start using it initially?
So initially, I started where everyone else did. Everyone thinks Canva is this graphic design platform. Yeah. And I needed graphics. I needed to make a newsletter for, I had an esports club and I had some after school programs that I was doing and I needed a flyer. So I created the flyer in Canva. And from there, I really started Canva for Education came out in 2019. So students were actually able to access the platform and there's a teacher dashboard where you have a class kind of like, I would say not as robust as Google Classroom or a true like educational LMS, but they created a feedback feature. You could push designs within Canva without having to use external links. So that's pretty much when it happened.
Awesome. And so as you all can tell, Amanda's very excited to kind of show us the back end and take us through some of the ways that she's using Canva. And if you go ahead and sign up for that tonight, then you can most certainly follow along as Amanda is kind of walking us through how you can use Canva for your classroom. Or you can always watch the replay, which is available everywhere Teacher Goals is. And so definitely come back after you get your Canva account using those links in order to go through with what Amanda's going to share with us tonight. And I'm super excited to learn because I'll be honest, I use Canva almost every day, but I've been using it mainly for graphic design. I do like my presentations there now. And so I'm excited to learn how I can use Canva more as well. So I'm turning it over to you. Amanda, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All righty.
This is my Canva, I guess, repository. These are all my projects. This isn't home. But if you notice over here, it has the Canva classroom. This is my personal account. And then this is my classroom from last year. I have 143. This is a co-teacher's classroom that I taught with. And then the Canva classroom here, this is one I set up and I created for professional development. So when we go inside of there and we look at it from a teacher dashboard perspective, I have all my recent designs here. So this, the first design, I'm actually in the process of creating the Canva Classroom course. It's made of 10 modules and it launches tomorrow.
That's going to be launched on the Teacher Goals website in collaboration with Teacher Goals, correct?
It is. It is launched in Teacher Goals. There's an early bird promo. You can join for $19. And in those 10 modules, it takes you from starting, you know, setting up your dashboard, verifying your education account, all the way through really digging into all of the apps that are integrated inside of Canva. But if you look at dashboard, so I have 23 students that are in the class. So if I click on the Canva classroom, you can create your kind of like Google Classroom. You have your header. These are designs that have been shared. So in the fall, I taught a manifest destiny unit. So with this right here, I can share that directly with my students. I can download it. I can get a view only link and share it. The beautiful thing about here is there's this people, you can see who's joined your class.
Mm-hmm.
You can invite class members for free, do this join link. You can connect it directly to Google Classroom or invite them via a code. And now if I go to classwork, if I were to create an assignment and send it to my students, they get a send to teacher button. And then all of the classwork would be here. This is what needs review. This one's been approved. This one needs changes. So if from a student perspective, if I go back into that dashboard,
mm-hmm.
So I'm a student in this class. My classwork is going to look a little different. So this is all the stuff that's been shared and pushed out to me. A good place to start, like in 2020, we had a virtual open house because of the pandemic. So I created a Bitmoji classroom for students and for parents to go in. And I had my syllabus. I had students create a Bitmoji class photo. I had a link to Flipgrid intro videos. And then I put all of the books that we were going to read and all the apps with the invitation links hyperlinked on the images here. And I even had an intro video. The same year, we created a postcard. So we took all of our Bitmojis and we put them on a postcard. We had our names on it. We created a YouTube playlist that gave introductory videos about who we were as teachers, what we're going to be teaching, and what students could expect. And then we also printed these and we mailed them to each student's house before the start of the school year. So while Canva is fantastic for like making graphics, which is where it pulled me in, you can really leverage this to create graphic organizers for students to use, to create flipped content, to create choice boards. And a prime example is using it for a virtual escape room. And then Alex Isaacs has a daily agenda where he will actually go through and create like what they're doing that week and make everything clickable. And then one of my favorite templates, you can even build Jeopardy and build review games in Canva. Think of Canva as Google Slides, but it has a better app integration.
Yes, I know we talked about, of course, you can use Canva for graphic design. You've showed us how you can think of it as like Google Slides on steroids. So you showed us like graphic organizers. You showed us daily agendas, the Jeopardy game. And then I know there was a question about the template. I know that there's ways that you can create like worksheets, student work, things of that nature in Canva as well.
Absolutely. You can create like a graphic organizer in Canva. You push it out, you assign it to students, and they get like the Frere model. Like if it's a Frere model and you're looking at vocabulary for your content, they can go in and there's a draw feature. They can annotate, they can draw the word, and they can find GIFs or pictures that are visual representations. Mote, if you use Mote with Google, you can have Mote notes like left in your Canva documents. That's a great way to provide feedback and assessment. Also, leaving your Bitmojis like integrated, leaving your Bitmoji. So what my favorite thing to do for feedback for students is when they're building presentations, I do what I call like formative assessment. It's informative. You're informing them on what to fix, what to change. And a good practice is making sure that you, if they're doing a project, you don't wait to the end to grade it. You provide feedback along the way.
Mm-hmm.
So as students are working, I'll have access to all of their designs. I can go in and they know I've visited their work if I drop my Bitmoji in. Like I like to drop my Bitmoji in on their slides.
Okay.
And if their work isn't clear, I give the like thinking Bitmoji, like, and I put a comment call out and I'll type up, hey, you might want to revisit the slide. It's not quite there yet. So, and that to me is a fun way to provide feedback. You can do that with Google Slides as well, but with the Bitmoji integrated so seamlessly into Canva, they have so many robust photo editing features. I'm trying to check out what people are saying as well. So yes, Canva is completely free. So I was just speaking today with a principal in California and he was, I want teachers to shift to a Canva ecosystem and I want to be a Canva school. He's like, I got a newsletter and he's like, I use MailChimp. And I'm like, well, you know, MailChimp is integrated in Canva. So if you, because he didn't want to sacrifice analytics of being able to see who opens emails and stuff like that. And again, we're going back to that gateway use of Canva. You know, creating a newsletter, pushing it out to parents. The beautiful thing is you can also share and post and schedule your social media. So if you're an admin or an ed tech leader and you're in charge of social channels for your school or for your district, you can create a brand kit inside of Canva with your logo, your fonts, your colors, have all that preset to where there's continuity between design that follows brand codes and push that out. You can create cute Bitmoji logos for your classroom if you wanted to create a classroom logo. If you're a primary teacher teaching kinders and writing, handwriting, you can create a brand kit that saves those handwriting font when you're designing those handwriting and those letter worksheets. The presets are already there and makes it easy for you to design. And whether you print out, which I recommend printing for littles or pushing the seesaw, you can push your designs to seesaw. Being able to share individual links where individual students can create a copy of it, work on it, and then turn it in. Mm-hmm. Or you can share an edit link with a small group if it's group work. Or bell ringers, jam sessions, like exit tickets. You can have a slide deck where they replicate it and answer, you know, whatever kind of formative feedback you're trying to collect from them and their understanding. You can push that out. There's the draw feature. You can actually draw, like if you're teaching math or handwriting, students can go in and draw. Bitmojis connected, get animated GIFs, Google Maps, and then you can pull from your Google Photos. You can pull from Google Drive. You can pull from Dropbox. There's so many different ways to import data wherever you keep your data. And the way you can export things to flip, like a flipbook. You can create an ebook using Publu and then you can create comic books. There's Pixlr that's integrated. So if you're doing comic vocabulary, Canva is only limited by your imagination.
Okay.
With the educator dashboard, it's allowed you to give access to every student. They have the same tools. They have the pro features. They have the power to create and take charge of their learning through their imagination. I had a seventh grade student. She's going into high school this year. And she messaged me and she created a website in Canva and it's called Artsy Girl Media.
Mm-hmm.
And she sent me a message. This is in the book. It's on Miss Fox. I wanted to thank you for showing me Canva. It has really changed my life professionally. And I've started a business. Like she made her business cards in Canva. I just saw her business cards posted by her mom on Facebook today. She's got business cards. She's got her Artsy Girl Media website. And she uses that to build a portfolio of all the things. She's an artist, a mm-hmm. cook, crochet. She has like this plethora of skill and talent. And she's built a website in Canva to showcase all that. So.
Yes. And then the only other thing I thought about, too, that I know a lot of educators use is these templates. I know there was a question about templates. So I'm just going to do a search really quick, like math worksheets or something. And they have like so many, just even me typing in math worksheet, there are 1,358 different templates.
Constantly growing.
Yes, constantly growing. And so you can see just that quick. I was able to like pull up all of these templates. And if you click on it, you're able to modify them. Definitely, you know, these are things that you can create. And then once they create them, are they able to be shared with students right inside of Canva?
Or? They are right inside.
Wow.
You just hit assign and mm-hmm. And when you click to assign, you can assign to each individual student and it creates a copy for them, much like if you would assign something in Google.
Wow, I had no idea. So I am totally amazed. Yes.
And these templates, like you don't have to start from scratch. I like mm-hmm. to find something that has the look. I don't go for content. I go for the look of what I want. And then I start designing based on my standard. So in the Canva Classroom book, we start with designing for depth of knowledge. And we look at cognitive rigor and the expectation of what students are asked their performance task is. Mm-hmm. We look at backwards design. We look at universal design for learning. And we take all of these pedagogically sound frameworks and make sure that you are equipped with the educational background and design knowledge to create templates, to create learning experiences, and to create learning tasks for students that are pedagogically aligned to research. They're research-based.
Awesome. And so I am just totally amazed. I did not even realize that you could assign work and all of that, like create classrooms right through Canva. So I am blown away tonight. But with all good things, right, there are always challenges. So when we think about, you know, a teacher that's starting to use Canva in the classroom, what are some of the common challenges that teachers face when trying to implement this tool and use it in their classroom for the first time?
I would say that Canva can be a little confusing because inside the platform, it's just there's so much. So sometimes we get overwhelmed by all that's available instead of focusing on what we know how to do and slowly adding to our know-how. Mm-hmm. And also the share links to me were confusing initially because you can share it where people can view it. You can share it where it makes someone a copy. You can share it where everyone can edit it. So all the different facets of how to share and when each share link is appropriate. Mm-hmm. So I know you don't want to share a flip lecture with a classroom of students, giving them the power to edit. So it's just knowing which link to share and how to share it and how to get these designs out. But definitely there's just so much. I say start by identifying what you need to use it for. And if it's substitution, that's fine. But the school in California, he wants to use it as a newsletter. He wants to create a template and have all his teachers come into his classroom and push out a weekly newsletter template. And then each grade level will create that. And then Canva's integrated with Wakelet. So he's going to create a newsletter, every teacher in a school will, and then he's going to put it in a Wakelet. So parents will have a curated archived access to an entire year by the end of the year of all the newsletters for that grade level. So start there, play, really look into how you can leverage the system for student creation. I mean, it's fantastic for teacher creation, but putting this in the hand of students, they can use Canva to communicate their ideas in ways that just blow my mind.
Awesome. Yes, that example of the student that's using it to start a business and, you know, create a portfolio of her artwork is just amazing. And so for someone that's like, I'm going to start the school year off strong, I am going to start my year with the Canva classroom. What is one action that they can implement tomorrow if they're already in school or if they're starting back in the next few weeks? What is one action that they can start on day one?
I would say buy my book. It covers everything you need and take my course. I've spent many, many hours organizing and putting together a didactic progression of things that you need to know in order to successfully leverage this platform to its fullest capabilities from setting up that dashboard, from knowing how to use that classwork feature, how to assign something to students based on the outcome of that assignment, how to provide feedback, and, you know, how to use Canva to really create powerful learning beyond a pretty graphic. It can be, it's pretty, but it can also be very powerful.
Love, love, love it. And so you have the course that you are collaborating with Teacher Goals for, the Canva Classroom course. You have the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Canva Classroom, the book. And so for those people that are interested, can you just give us a quick overview of what they will find in the course? And I have the link displayed as well for those of you that are interested in checking it out. I know you all have a special offer going on right now. You said the entire course, was it $19,
heard? It is $19.
Wow. And I thought 10 modules, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Okay. So just give us a brief overview of what they'll find in the $19 10 module course. That is a super duper price.
So the first module is all about Canva for education setup. And these 10 modules are heavily video-based. You're going to get a digital badge at the end of it in conjunction with teacher goals in the Canva classroom. And we're working with districts and schools to have this recognized for PLUs and professional development credits as well. So if that's something your school or district is interested in, it is video-based. It's got video tutorials. There's overviews. There's learning objectives. There's tasks at the end of each module. And Canva for Education Setup 1, we look at designing for inclusivity. We look at UBD and UDL's representation strategies, making sure that, you know, we're using text-to-speech, we've got closed caption, that we're representing information in multiple ways. Looking at designing for depth of knowledge, we go into what depth of knowledge is. Using Canva to enhance instruction through flip lectures, digital breakouts, Bitmoji classrooms, designing edu protocols in Canva. There's Canva tips, hacks, and tricks. So it's really going in and me sharing my shortcuts, being able to remove backgrounds from photos and add QR codes to designs and turn designs into QR codes. Like they have visual QR codes now. App integrations and app smashing. That's going to be my Marvel themed unit because, you know, we have Thor and we have his gauntlet. Each of those stones is an app that I'm going to be covering. And
okay.
Yeah. So the time stone, I would say that is Canva in itself because it saves you so much time with workflow. Creating a brand kit, creating learning experiences in Canva, feedback assessment and folders, and then social media and community building. So and this isn't just for teachers. This course is for ed tech coaches and leaders as well, especially as we shift into that social media and community building component.
Awesome. And I mean, I can even see like educational consultants, edupreneurs using this course because a lot of these principles transfer over to the things that they would be doing in their business. So I really think it's for anyone in education. Just from what I've heard you say, it sounds amazing. And I'm going to be checking it out myself. So for people that want more information, they want to learn more about you, tell us, where can they find you?
I am at Amanda Fox STEM on Twitter. So Twitter's the best place to connect with me, but also the Canva Classroom Facebook group.
Well, I know that I learned a lot tonight from the comments. Everyone is just learning and blown away from all of the knowledge and, you know, keys to success that you've shared. So thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, we just appreciate you. We're so glad that you're here and definitely can't wait to check out the course. Thank you.
Thank you.
If you are anything like me, you are super excited to dive into Canva and start figuring out different ways that you can use it in your classroom. If I'm right, then I want to encourage you to start your free Canva account by going to teachergoals.com/Canva. And be sure to share with us how you're planning to use Canva in your classroom. Create a post and tag us at Teacher Goals, or feel free to tag me directly, Erica Terry, at Healthy Wealthy Educators, and we'll be sure to show your post some love. Speaking of love, if you are loving this podcast, then go ahead and subscribe, leave a review, and let us know your favorite parts. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. As always, we appreciate you so much, and we are thankful that you're a part of the Teacher Goals community, and we thank you for all that you do on behalf of students. Have a great week. Thank you so much for tuning into the Teacher Goals podcast. Here are three ways that you can engage with us and join an amazing community of educators. First, subscribe to the show in whatever platform you're tuning in on. Second, be sure to follow us and join the Teacher Goals Connected School Communities Facebook group so that you never miss our live recordings and the opportunity to engage in a live Q&A with our weekly guests. Last but certainly not least, I'd love to hear your favorite tip from today's show. Leave a review or snap a pic and create a post tagging at Teacher Goals and me at Healthy Wealthy Educators so that we can check out all of the great things that you're doing to achieve your teacher goals.
Teacher Goals and Teacher Heart Out is sponsoring a 2023 Bahamas cruise open to all educators. Guests such as spouses, family, and friends are also welcome to attend. There is an amazing lineup of speakers, and you can book your PD at sea now by putting down a $200 deposit. Attend the Sail Away Party Thursday, July 6th in Port Canaveral at 6 p.m. in preparation for Cruising Friday. You will return Monday, July 10th at 8 a.m. Scan the QR code now to sign up. You don't want to miss it.